Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guests for the morning interview. We have a lovely full studio this morning because I have four guests here with me. I have Ilya Finkelstein, a cellist, who's here with the Sitka Music Festival. Evan Blomberg, a violinist here with the Sitka Music Festival. Christian Kohlberg, a violist with the Sitka Music Festival. And Amy Taylor, a flutist. Okay, yeah. With the Sitka Music Festival. I feel like we were talking with Alex Sirio a week ago about what's the appropriate word. He said, I guess it depends on how snooty you are.
I would agree with that. Okay. But most people would just say flutist.
Flutist, great. Acceptable. Okay, lovely. Well, you're all here with the Sitka Music Festival. A little hard to see everyone, but it's great to have you all here in the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Some of you have been here before, so listeners will be familiar with you. And some of you, this is your first time. Evan, for example, welcome.
Thank you.
Your first time in Sitka.
First time in Alaska.
Ilya, just your second time to Sitka.
That's right. I was here 3 years ago for the cello seminar that happens right after the festival, and that's with students teaching and actually performing a little bit as well.
Yeah, wonderful. So welcome to Sitka again. And Amy and Christian, you've been here how many times now?
Five times now.
Okay, yeah. So people are probably familiar with you. But I want to start in an unusual way. We're here to talk about the Sitka Music Festival. We will get into that. But I want to start with talking about love stories. Because you are two sets of couples here. Evan and Ilya, you are married.
That's right.
Happy wedding anniversary.
Thank you.
You just had your anniversary yesterday?
Yesterday, yes.
Yeah, and how many years?
2 years.
2 years yesterday, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Happy wedding anniversary. And Christian and Amy, you are also married and a longtime couple. How many years have you been married?
I have no idea.
I actually think it's 8, but we've been together like 11, 12 years. So
yeah. I want to hear these love stories. That's where we're going to start. So I'll turn to this, since this will be the new love story for listeners.
All right.
Evan and Ilya, tell us how you met.
So we both work with Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, and 6 years ago, Evan started working at Cincinnati, and after winning her audition, I just saw her on stage, and I was mesmerized and smitten and all the adjectives that I can use. And so we've become friends, and after about a year or so, started hanging out a little bit more, and so... And it became more and more of a love story.
Yeah.
And Evan, what would you add to that? I feel like you might add golf in here somewhere.
Yeah. Well, it was during those few years of the pandemic when there really was not much to do. So when you're in a new relationship, what do? To go on a date? You go outside where nobody's around and you just spend hours in nature. And we kind of just bonded over golf. And then when services at the orchestra started back up, then we had that to share together, too. So we were able to share playing music on stage together. And it really was just a fun time for us.
Yeah, I'm curious about that component of it for you two and your particular relationship working together. What is that like for your relationship outside of being colleagues?
I don't know. I think it's wonderful because music, I always felt it takes up, 90% of my life, my thoughts, my heart. And so to share that much with my beloved is great. It fulfills me.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Having that connection, because I think for us, music is such a core piece of our identity, and to be able to share that together. And sometimes we even read music together at home, and we just love listening to recordings, watching videos of performances. So it's kind of a special little thing to share.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an additive.
Right. Mm-hmm. We talk about instruments. Mm-hmm. We talk about different makers. We actually go on trips
drive
sometimes.
Amy and Christian crazy.
Yeah, yeah. We sometimes go on trips just to see instruments and to see museums.
A lovely match, I would say then, because there are other ways to do it. And maybe we'll hear a little bit about Christian and Amy, your love story.
Well, we're both a little OCD about being early to places. And over at Music Hall, we met sitting on benches, looking at each other for weeks. We're both introverts. And so one day she looks at me and says, by the way, I'm Amy. And I'm like, hi, I'm Christian. And we started hanging out and we started dating. And we didn't really have any plans to get married necessarily. We were just enjoying the ride. And I had two massive brain bleeds that should have killed me, but didn't. And I remember laying there in the bed going, you know what? My only regret is that I should have married her. So right after I was let go from the hospital, we went to the courthouse and got married.
Hospital gown and all.
Hospital gown and all. Yeah, yeah. My,
I have directly from the
freewheeling
hospital.
Freewheeling back there.
Yeah. What a special love story for sure. Very unique. Mm-hmm. But then, so you also work together, much like Ilya and Evan, maybe a little bit less so now, although you're all here working together now, because Amy, you are no longer just with the Cincinnati Symphony, is that correct?
Right. I played for 7 years as second flute in the Cincinnati Symphony. I subsequently won a position in the San Diego Symphony as piccolo, and we had actually made plans to move out there together. And then the pandemic happened, and I just made the choice to leave full-time orchestra. But now I play all over the country. I play in Cleveland and Pittsburgh and Detroit and a lot of times with Cincinnati. So I get to make music with my friends and husband, and it's always wonderful.
Yeah, what is that like, working with your partner for you two?
Well, it's fun while we're there. You know, you can see each other, especially where we're sitting. You can see each other on stage because of where the viola sit and where the flute sit.
We basically face each other across the stage.
Yeah. So, because music is so integral to us, we actually try to put it on the corner. We consciously try to go do other stuff, go think, do. We're big Disney fans, so we'll go there like 3, 4, 5 times a year.
As much as we can.
We're just two little kids. And and so we know the music's not going to go away. It's not suddenly because you're not taking care of it. It's, you know, we just want to explore other things as well.
Yeah, I love it how there are two different approaches, you know, to how to be in relationships and how to be in relationship around work. And yeah, it's lovely. So many different ways to do life. Well, it's fun to talk about love. And thank you for indulging me and letting us get to know you in a kind of intimate way. But you are also, you all are friends as well. So we have this really interesting combination for this weekend of getting to see couples performing together, but also longtime friends. Some of the other people who will be on the stage later this weekend, you all know and work with as well. So I want to talk about that aspect of what you're doing here in Sitka, which is the music. What can we expect when our, let's talk about the evening concerts first. Those are Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock. And tell us a little bit about what we can expect those two evenings.
Yeah, there's going to be a Mozart flute quartet and a Beethoven string trio and a Dohnányi string trio and a few other pieces. But those are probably the ones that we're most looking forward to. For me personally, we don't get to play much with flute as string players. And the Mozart is just such a gem. It's the beauty and the perfection of Mozart is just, I'm speechless when I play it.
Yeah, you're looking forward to playing it.
Very much so.
That's a big part of this weekend is getting to have Amy here. For you as the flutist, it's not common to play with strings. And then, as you were just saying, Ilya, to play with a flutist is not totally a super common thing.
It's not a super common thing. I mean, usually we play... Strings are playing together and
woodwinds are playing together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's lovely. Again, it's a different sound concept. It's a different way of interacting and working together. When I'm playing, I can't smile. I can't talk. They can smile. They can make faces. They can, you know, communicate in a different way. So it's just, again, it's, I think the audience will see the communication also, you know, from the audience, they'll see how we're interacting together in a different way than perhaps
but
a string trio.
I think the main communication, though, that they'll see is how we've been friends for decades. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not so much, oh, you did that phrase this way. No, it's just, hey, how's it going? We have conversations. We actually have conversations with our eyes.
With our eyes, eyebrows.
Okay, so this is going to be more than just an auditory experience for
Absolutely.
People. Come out and watch you all sort of engage on stage.
Absolutely.
That sounds lovely. But there's more. There's actually something happening today. Evan, I want to ask you about it because you'll be one of the people performing at the Boxed Lunch this afternoon.
Yes, that's correct. So we I will be playing, Christian will be playing, Zul will be playing with a wonderful pianist, Robert Koenig. And we're going to be playing some solo instrumental pieces together with piano accompaniment, and he's a great collaborative pianist. So it's kind of a nice chance to see these string instruments kind of one-on-one and really highlighted for what the repertoire does for that instrument.
Great. And the one thing we should definitely mention is this is free. Bring your own lunch. It's at Odessa Theater. So come out and get a taste of the different instruments and maybe a taste of what to look forward to for this weekend. We're totally out of time. We spent too much time talking about love. So people who want to get tickets can go to sitkamusicfestival.org. And for the Friday and Saturday concerts at 7, you can come early and also get tickets at the door. I've been speaking with Evan Blomberg, Ilya Finkelstein, Christian Kohlberg, and Amy Taylor. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.